Europe's immigration policies are facing the heat, under pressure from far-right politics. And for the UK's Keir Starmer and Denmark's Mette Frederiksen, the solution lies in what they call tough but fair reforms.
The current asylum framework was created for another era. In a world with mass mobility, yesterday's answers do not work. We will always protect those fleeing war and terror, but the world has changed and asylum systems must change with it.
With Wednesday's crucial European summit taking place in Strasbourg, the British and Danish Prime Ministers penned the joint op-ed in The Guardian, in which they called for a modernisation of the European Convention on Human Rights. And in the spotlight is Article 3. No one shall be subjected to torture or to inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. This can currently be used to prevent migrants or asylum seekers from being extradited or deported to other countries where they face a real risk of such acts. Starmer and Frederiksen's push follows Monday's decision from EU officials to greenlight an overhaul of the bloc's migration system, including to streamline deportations, increase detentions, and possibly set up so-called return hubs outside of Europe for failed asylum seekers.
There's also the possibility of member states to detain migrants, and there's the possibility of member states to create return hubs in cooperation with third countries, and in that way secure that people who aren't allowed to stay in Europe actually also leave Europe.